that when you walk down Copeland Street, as if you were going to the museum, going through that arch, but instead of turning right, just continue down. Then, as well as passing the museum, you pass the place where Rutherford and his associates did all the amazing work on atomic physics. You pass the room where Turing worked in the years before his demise, and where he did the morphogenesis. Just round the back of that is the room where the first Manchester's first stored program electronic computer in the world worked in 1948. To your left is the department where Mary Stopes, the birth control campaigner, worked when she was studying fossil plants in Manchester. A little farther down is the old medical school, where a guy called Grafton Elliott Smith worked, who'd done an enormous amount of work in Egypt as a professor of anatomy on the Nubian mummies, studied by the hundred. And he was exceedingly well known at that time, partly as what was called in anthropology an ultra-diffusionist. The notion that practically everything in human culture had arisen but once, in a particular place, usually ancient Egypt, and had spread out from there to other places rather than having separate plural origins. So, it would be nice if eventually people would come to realise that, arguably, that's one of the most important streets in Britain.